Hello, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I was just following up. You probably got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
We changed cards. I thought we updated already. As soon as I get done with this job site, I'll look into it.
Okay. Yeah, maybe you forgot with us, but we still have, well, we have a visa ending in 0752. I'm not sure if that's the new one or the old one, but it's just saying insufficient funds. It's not saying that it's bad.
It should be 0122, I believe.
Oh, so yeah, we need the new one. Okay, so my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. If you call in, it's a voice activated system. So you could either ask for Tina or my extension and then it'll circle back to me. But you can also update it on the dashboard if you like.
All right, sounds good. Hey,
okay. I'll send you the number.
Do you have anything to do with the Google? All this Google thing we've been trying to get squared away for the past four weeks now.
Is it for the video verification or something? Or let's see.
No, we had an ex-employee wrote on her Facebook to have her friends and family give this company we've never had one star, and then the history of the company. And then all of a sudden we get 10 one stars within 36 hours based off of her post. And you guys were like, yeah, send us in the post and we'll get it removed. And four of the one stars have the same last name as her. And they're still up there.
That's not good.
Nobody's taking them down. Nobody's done anything. I'm like, geez.
So there's a note on here from the Google verification department from the 16th. So that's 4 days ago. And it said that, for the Tracy, Courtney Taylor, Lizette Montero reviews, we have escalated the issue to the specialist team. They're working on it, and they will get back to us. And then it says, we will get back to you as soon as the earliest. I don't know what that means. But all the reviews from your profile, Uliana Luna, Mariella Montero, Kyle McCown, Stephanie Munoz, Tiana Luck, Morgan Bramwell, cannot be removed from the profile. Interesting. So the ones that are pending are Tracy, Courtney Taylor, Lizette Montero. I'll see if James can escalate that to a higher department at Google or something, because, you know, maybe they just don't understand the situation that it's an ex-employee. But in case Google is not cooperative in removing them, which sometimes they're really cooperative and other times they're not, you know. So if they're not, then what I would recommend is start getting some more five-star reviews here and there. And the idea behind it is to push the relevancy of those bad reviews down, and pretty soon they're irrelevant. So, you know, even if Google removes them, that'll still help you to get some more five-star reviews here and there. You know what I mean?
No,
so I'll send you...
I get the point of that for sure. I mean, the idea is, like, all my reviews are 100% legit reviews, so it's not like I'm going to go get a bunch of people to give me five stars. I mean, all the reviews I have, they're bios of all the work I've done, and, you know, it's like, you know, so I can only do so much work in so amount of time, not to mention I've never had a one-star review. So, and if Google can't remove it, that doesn't make any sense, especially if you look at the time frame. They all happened in the same day after this person posted on their Facebook, please. And if they have the same last name and they're still not removing it, somebody's not understanding what's going on. You know, somebody that's doing a little bit more there than just looking at a computer or an algorithm, you know?
Right. Well, I think our department understands what's going on, but it could be that whoever receives the messages that Google doesn't understand. So, you know, since we're a premier partner, maybe I'll see if they can call our team over there and explain it or something like that. And then that way, you know, we'd have better chances of it. But in the meantime, I'll compose a review generator email that will help you with it. Of course, I don't want you to get bogus reviews. I want them to be legit. But you can, you know, send this to some of your past and present clients. And because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. Okay, and it's only going to take you, you know, a couple of people filling that out here and there to, you know, start pushing those one-star reviews down. So while Google's looking at it, hopefully it's not being even relevant to you. You know what I mean? But I'll definitely see what they can do as far as, you know, contacting our rep at Google and trying to explain it so that everyone's on the same page.
All righty. Well, that'd be much appreciated.
Of course. Thank you for explaining that to me, too, because typically all I do is, you know, deal with the failed payments. So now I can, you know, kind of go to that department and put a little bit of fire under them. And then when you do get to your new card, you know, feel free to call back and I'll help you update it, too. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.